On the edges of the grounds of a thin magical college is a forest, and on the closest eaves of this forest, on some dark and moonless nights, you can see a campfire. If you were to walk toward it, you'd find a dragon woman with blood-red scales, horns tossed back from the front of her head, curled along the back, a dark mane of black hair. You'd find her smiling, perhaps roasting marshmallows or sausages over the fire, relaxing. And when you sit on one of the rough-hewn wooden benches around that fire, and you stare into it, you'd notice a small leather bag by her foot next to the bench she's seated on. She'd kick at it, reach down, grab a handful of dust from within, mull it around in the palm of her hand, rub it between her fingers. Look across at you. Would you like to hear a story? And she smiles, and you take a moment to really consider the answer to her question. There, the breeze blowing past, the moon absent, the stars still visible overhead, under the dark eaves of a forest with a woman whose eyes periodically spark and glow purple. Blue, staring back at her, watching her toss that powder between her fingers, stare at you, looking at the blazing fire, the fresh-cut logs stacked next to it, realizing this could go on some time, that here, amid the scent of smoke, with the breeze blowing past, the forest whispering. She seems to be offering more than just a story, but you stay seated right where you are. And she stays right where she is, and tosses the dust into the flame. There's a sudden pulse of heat across the area. You let your eyes close as you think, as you listen, and as she begins telling you a tale of a place other than this one, you feel as if warm hands are running over your legs, your shoulders, a scaled massage of pleasure and closeness. You feel your mind just begin to fade in. A place where you can open your mouth and breathe deep, where smoke and heat and pleasure are calm, comforting, and absolutely comfortable in the process. You breathe deeply. You let yourself go, easing back on the wooden bench, letting yourself drift. Until you could be convinced that you were somewhere else entirely, could be convinced that your mind was journeying far afield to see things under other dark, starred, moonless skies, to see things in other places where you might be drawn in, be completely brought within a story, especially if a voice were melodically ringing its way across and through your mind, keeping up a constant stream of words, verbiage overflowing, the buffer and the brain, leaving you sit there listening, fallen under, fallen within, the movement and measure so you might begin counting words, with a 10 and 9, 8 and 7 sinking, pervasive warmth throughout you, tinged with arousal after all. The woman seated across from you is watching you, staring across the flame, which changes color idly. Even with your eyes closed, you are able to feel the heat on your face and the color altering, the light shifting. And 7 and 6 and 5 and flow and think, but think only of the way that your brain is so able to receive new thoughts, new words, new direction, new inflection and information, and 4 and 3 and the 2 and 1 and pulse and fall. And your mind, though it fades, resolves in on another scene, embraces it entirely, explores it internally, and shivers at the implication, furred, feeling, ears tilted back, scenting the breeze and waiting to find where you will journey next.